We have a special guest now. We're joined by Dobie graduate, University of Houston graduate. He co-hosts MLB Network's MLB Central Monday through Friday. He is a hater of adults that bring baseball gloves to ballparks. Robert Flores, welcome to the show, Rob.
Vanessa, Paul, how are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Did I sum that up well? Was that a good, like, rank that intro 1 to 10?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're definitely accurate. I do not like adults that bring gloves to the ballpark. The same reason I wouldn't like if fans brought basketballs to an NBA game, or I wouldn't like fans bringing a steering wheel to a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
You know, you're just there. You're there to watch. You're not there to play. And let's just, you know, be adults about it.
We know you feel very strongly about this. Definitely on the record. Hey, what are your expectations? You know, the Astros have their home opener today. The offense is off to kind of a rough start. What are your expectations for the Stros this season from this kind of 9-game sample that we have?
I think that they're still going to be the best team in the division when it's all said and done. I think they're off to a slow start offensively, save for a couple of people, including Jeremy Peña, who has exceeded my expectations. Now, granted, it's a small sample size, but I think that the offense, the guys are going to hit. Jose Altuve is not going to hit below 200. Kyle Tucker, he got off to a very slow start last year. And from the beginning of May, he was, by some metrics, the best hitter in the game of baseball since mid-May of 2021 to the end of the season. So I think that you start the season on a 9-game road trip, you finish above 500, they'll take that. They've got the home opener this week. I think that you're going to see them round into form. There are a couple of things that do concern me. Ryan Pressly, the velocity and the knee injury, that's not great. And Lance McCullers, he's got to be right eventually for this team to go where they think that they should belong.
Circling back to Jeremy Peña, I mean, we've seen what he's hitting. Carlos Correa hitting 133, clearly the Astros made the right move. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's a small sample size, but I think it's great for Jeremy to get off to this kind of start because it lets him relax a little bit, breathe, settle in. Offensively, he is doing amazingly well, as you alluded to, and also defensively, too. He's made some outstanding plays in the field, and that's the thing for Jeremy Peña. I said going into this season that the Astros need Jeremy Peña defensively to make nearly all of the routine plays and then occasionally make spectacular plays, and I think so far he's done that.
Incredibly, Justin Verlander still looking like Justin Verlander. And one of the funny things about baseball, Rob, I feel like you can always find a very specific statistic to see a guy's done something that hasn't been done in a really long time. But it was something else to see that, I guess, for the first time since Greg Maddux in 1997, that Justin Verlander, a guy went 8 innings, he had 8 strikeouts, and it took him less than 90 pitches to get there. That's what we saw from him Saturday night against the Mariners. This has really been a great start, and it's very encouraging, obviously, to see, having seen him come off of Tommy John surgery, not pitch in such a long period of time. What do you think this season has in store for him? Because this is really uncharted waters for a guy coming off of Tommy John at that age.
I think you're going to see him continue to be a front-of-the-line rotation starter. You know, are we going to see him dominate like we did on Saturday consistently? No, there's going to be some hiccups. It's a long run. It is going to be interesting to see how the Astros manage his innings and workload going forward, considering the age and considering the injury as well. But they need that. And I also think that they need, Jose Urquidy, good in his first start, roughed up a little bit yesterday. Luis Garcia, Framber Valdez really couldn't find the plate in his last start. That's why I think Lance McCullers is so important. When he comes back, and assuming his health is right, I think that he becomes a big part of what this rotation can be, because I think when it's right, it's one of the most talented and, more importantly, one of the deeper rotations in all of baseball.
Robert Flores of MLB Network joining us right now on the guest line. Rob, obviously you cover all the teams at MLB Network at length. What's the national narrative behind the Astros? Are we finally past all of the cheating scandal, all of the booing? Like, what is the impression that you get since you do cover all the teams?
I think that from a national media perspective, I think that, you know, that segment of the population, if you will, have moved on. But opposing fan bases, Yankee fans in particular, yeah. Dodger fans, they're still salty and feel a certain type of way about it, and which I get. But I think the players, opponents of the Astros, media for the most part, I feel like it's people have moved on and it's become not a tired story, but just one that people have just been able to focus on other things. But it's always going to be there, and you know, especially among certain fan bases. Jose Altuve is always going to get booed on the road. Alex Bregman is always going to get booed on the road. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
That's just how fans are. But for the most part, I think people have turned the page a little bit.
It does feel that way, and I think it's been great to see a lot of players actually speaking up in some sort of defense of the Astros and their character, with the implication that this was probably going on in a lot more places than just the one that we heard the most about here in Houston. Now, Robert, I covered the Mariners for 2.5 years up in Seattle, and I was excited to see what they would be able to do this year. And I mean, what they saw,
yeah.
What you saw from them against Houston this weekend was pretty impressive. How serious of a challenger do you feel like they are in the American League West? Because it is a very young team, and I feel like there's still a lot of things left to be determined with them over the course of this year. It's really dependent on a lot of development.
Yeah, I think that the Mariners are a legitimate threat, a legitimate contender. I definitely have them as a solid playoff contender. I would still submit that the Astros, top to bottom, when it's all said and done, they're going to be the better team and they're going to win the division. The Oakland A's, I believe, as either this morning or yesterday morning, led the league in runs scored. I'm not sure how many people had that as a possibility. So the Texas Rangers, they're certainly going to be better with Seager and Semien, but they're still, I think, a couple of years away. But to your point, yeah, I think the Mariners are a legitimate threat. Here's the thing that concerns me about the Mariners. They had a negative run differential last season.
It's crazy.
And they won a lot of games, last at bat, a lot of late-inning comebacks. That's difficult to replicate. But on paper, they've certainly gotten better. I love the Jesse Winker addition. Logan Gilbert is maybe the best young pitcher that isn't talked about enough nationally. So, yeah, the Mariners are going to be a legitimate threat moving forward, no doubt.
All right, Robert, I want your take on other things Houston sports, because I talked to you and I know that you have opinions. So give me your take on the Texans. Davis Mills, do you like him? Do you hate him? What are they going to do this season?
Well, I mean,
it's underwhelmed.
Sure. Well, they might as well just give him another shot, right? I mean, he was serviceable under just terrible circumstances.
Yeah, David Culley is his head coach. And yeah.
Yeah, so why not? I just hope that they can hit with these two first round draft picks. I hope that the draft really goes well for that, you know, vest wearing genius that they got going over there. So
all right, go ahead.
I trust Nick. I hope he can pull it off, and I hope that this is the start of something big for the Houston Texans.
All right, University of Houston Cougars football. What did you see from them last year? They had a good season. What do you think they do this season?
I love where we're at as a school from both the football and basketball perspective.
Yeah.
I am really, you know, excited about what Dana Holgorsen can do moving forward. I mean, they did lose, what's the young kid, the McCaskill,
mm-hmm.
Alton McCaskill.
Alton.
Yeah, they lost him to a knee injury. So, but they got that big transfer who's from the Houston area. He transferred in from USC. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like we're in a good spot. We're in a good place as a school, as an administration, the whole thing.
Any former Houston Rockets that you're rooting for in the playoffs, whether it's Harden, CP3, Beverly?
No.
Good. Good.
I will root for Pat Beverly. I will root for Chris Paul.
Good.
But James Harden, never.
Yeah, we're
never,
the same.
Ever,
yeah.
Ever.
Good. It's a good man right there.
All right, Robert Flores, MLB Network. Robert, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you hopping on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Shout out to all the people watching on the Twitch stream. That chat is crazy. You guys monitor that? You guys really should monitor the stuff that gets typed out in that.
I enjoy it.
It is not safe for work, that is for sure. Robert
Flores, it's like the Wild West over there.
There's not a lot of sports talk happening, that's for sure. He's at Ro Flo on Twitter.
There's hardly any sports being talked about.
It was last week, Robert. It was just donut talk for legitimately 30 minutes.
Comparing Houston food to the food of other regions and...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got pulled into it.
Yeah.
Well, it's good.
You guys are doing a great job, so keep it going, and thanks for having
me. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much, Robert. He's at Roflo on Twitter. You should follow him for all of his hashtag takes and sports opinions. And, of course, you can watch him co-host MLB Network's MLB Central with Lauren Shahadi and Mark DeRosa starting at a new time this year, 8 a.m. our time. Plus, MLB Network has the Braves and Dodgers tonight at 9 p.m., so catch that.